Welcome back to Crosslink Radio. This is Shirley Gutkowski, and I am launching or relaunching after our hiatus over the last couple of months. We have a lot of things that are similar and a lot of things that are different coming up in the next year or so. And I'd like to also point out that we're going to continue giving you the same great information that you're used to getting from this show, with the added benefit of including the oral cavity or the mouth or the pie hole or whatever it is that you would like to call it as part of the health discussion. We're still here on Blog Talk Radio and will be for a little while yet, and that's all good. And you can also find this show on Stitcher and iTunes. So the RSS feed is complete. You can also sign up for the RSS feed to come right into your email box. Not very big on RSS feeds, so I can't help you very much on that, but I understand that people are doing it and loving it, and that's awesome. We're going to be taking some super deep dives into some really unusual territory as we make our way through the next months. The show on sugars is being developed and will be very exciting, I think, for everyone. The idea is that, well, everybody just says, blah, sugar, blah, sugar. So I wanted to kind of explore the different sugars, talk about where they're made, how they're metabolized in the body, if they're slow sugars or fast sugars, as reflected in the blood glucose readings, and whether or not there are healthful benefits to the sugar. So things like agave and honey and xylitol and erythritol and regular table sugar, alveoses will also be on the table. Haha. And I'm very excited about putting that all together for you so that you can be more on top of things as you're making decisions about health on your own. It's not exactly a summit. Seems to be very popular to have a summit on these kinds of topics, but it's going to be a continuation of things that have been on my mind for a really long time, and it's confusing. So I'd like to eliminate a lot of that confusion with respect to sugars. I'd also like to do the same thing, and I am in the process of doing the same thing for fats and oils. It was a very long few years where everything was about olive oil, and olive oil this, and it's the best thing ever, and you can put it in your hair, you can put it on your face, you can eat it, you can rub it in, you can get health benefits. And now we're finding that you really can't fry with it, because once you heat it to a fry temperature, you end up changing the entire chemistry of the oil, and when you ingest it, it turns into some other undesirable thing. So I really wanted to look into that. The other thing that kind of helped motivate me on that is, on the oil topic, is the idea that so many people have been avoiding fats and oils for such a long time that it's gotten to be, I don't know how exactly to say it. It's just been crazy how we've been avoiding anything with that is calorie dense, I guess. Maybe let's say it that way. So in an effort to avoid calories, we are avoiding calorie dense foods that have very little nutritional value. When fats and oils are, yes, calorie dense, but they have structural value, not just nutritional value. So the fats and oils are what are used to help build the sheath that goes around all of your nerve fibers. And when that little covering doesn't have enough material to work with, things start to break down and you start to have pain reactions. That's just one of the small things that happens from not having enough oils in your diet. A dental hygienist called me a few months ago and asked me about one of her patients. She said that she's getting a lot of cavities. She's doing everything she's supposed to be doing, brush, floss, fluoride, and she is, the hygienist was concerned because the patient was doing everything traditional and still getting a lot of cavities. And I suggested that they take another look at the diet. And it turned out that the woman was a vegan and she only had, you know, vegetables. And I asked the hygienist to take a look at the diet and make sure it was vegetables and not grains. Grains also turn to sugar in your mouth, and that may be stimulating it, and also to make sure that she was getting enough fat in her diet. And by making those observations and making small changes in that woman's diet, they were able to reestablish a healthier oral flora. So this whole oral systemic thing that hygienists have been talking about all this time is really important, and it's being put to the wayside, as I've said a billion times, and it shouldn't be. And there are more things that we can be doing on account of it. So I'd like to ask all of you to continue to share these shows with your friends and family. I try to make sure that everybody is heard, all of the guests are heard, regardless of my own personal attitude towards them. You can rest assured that I kind of am leaning towards that direction anyway. Just so you know where I'm coming from. And also to take a few minutes and go to Stitcher or Blog Talk Radio or iTunes or even to Twitter and comment on the shows themselves and help promote the guests who are on the show. The show is free to you. It's also free to the guests. They don't pay me to talk about their book or talk about their whatever it is that they have. They came to me. Actually, I looked for experts in whatever topic that I'm looking at. Same with my producers. And those people showed up as experts in this or that topic. So there's no money changing hands here. I do, though, value your input wherever it comes from, whether it is on the comment sections or on my Facebook page, America's Dental Hygienist, or with Twitter. To make sure that I see your Twitter tweets, you can use my Twitter handle, at SHIRDENT, S-H-I-R-D-E-N-T, and then I get a little notification that I was mentioned in your tweet. And the hashtag for CrossLink Radio is hashtag CrossLink Radio, the whole thing. So I appreciate all of that. In the show notes that you have access to on Blog Talk Radio especially, you will be able to find some links there that will take you to different places that give you more information about the show guest or the show topic. So take a look there as well and use those links. Some of those links, and I'll try to make them very obvious, are affiliate links. And that means that if you go use that link and go to that site and end up purchasing something, then I get credit for that. Last year, using the advertisements on Blog Talk Radio, I earned $26.62 or something like that. Well, that's so you can see I'm not getting rich off of this. So I appreciate you all suffering through some of those commercials. Oh my God. The woman with the stoma talking about cancer and not smoking, and that thing was there forever. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, and I'm so appreciative that you were able to manage to stomach your way through that commercial. So I can't say much more about that, but I'll make sure that you know that if the link is an affiliate link and if I do get some money from you using that link, I'll make note of that. Please take time to share and to share the links as well as sharing your comments. As you well know, I can't be doing this alone, and I'm not doing this alone. I have quite a few helpers who are looking out for me in a bunch of different ways. Some people are helping me find guests. Some people are right here in the Blog Talk Radio studio with me, helping me produce the shows from the technical standpoint. There are people who are helping me write the show notes, people who are helping me with SEO, site optimization, whatever that SEO stands for anymore. And in particular, the people who have been helping me the longest are Lori Samuels. She is from Bella Health, and you can find out more information about her in previous show notes. Gaylene Baker, who works as a sales rep for Crosstex with infection control products like the bibs that you wear at a dental office and the little packages that we put our instruments in before they go into the autoclave. And Ann Hansen, also been helping me. How do I know these people? They are from across the globe, well, at least across the United States, and they have been instrumental. And I know them and I learned of them through Career Fusion. Career Fusion is something that everyone should be looking at. Our new careerfusion.net website should be up and running before March. You should be able to access that by the time you're listening to this recording.
You're listening to CrossLink Radio with host Shirley Gutkowski. If you enjoy the content and point of view, please leave a favorable review on Stitcher, iTunes, or Blog Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
I'd also like to let you know that I offer now, with much ado, consulting. I'm not much with a lot of what happens in consulting, so I've decided to steal some tips and tricks from some of the podcasters that I've been listening to in an effort to be creating a better podcast for you. That is, I'm going to be offering two kinds of consulting. One level of consulting will be to consumers, and so I will offer you a second a second opinion for those of you who are consumers who are looking for a second opinion. If your dentist or your dental hygienist is not offering you the kind of information that you want, you can contact me and we'll get it ironed out. I'll help you communicate with your oral health care team and offer suggestions for your own oral health care. I am not a dentist. I am not practicing dentistry. I am offering solutions that have been scientifically proven and not that far off the beam. So I don't want you to go to your dentist then and say, well, this Shirley girl on the podcast is telling me that blah, 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 and I can heal holes in my teeth with just some silly putty. No, that's not what I'm going to do, but I will offer some suggestions to you and help make your way through the maze that is oral care and oral health. If you don't trust your dentist, or if you don't trust your dental hygienist, or if you've tried everything and you just want some support from a different avenue, I'd be happy to do that. My new website will be up shortly, but in the meantime, you can contact me directly through America's Dental Hygienist on Facebook or on my email. My personal email is crosslinkpresent@aol.com, C-R-O-S-S. LINKPRESENT at AOL.com. So you should be able to find that in the show notes to this show as well at Blog Talk Radio. So in case you couldn't write it fast enough. So I'm offering that level of consulting. I am also offering new to me and new to you dental hygiene consulting. In the last year, I've had a number of phone calls from practicing clinicians who are looking to up their game or have very difficult patients who are also looking for a new way of approaching an old problem. And so I'm going to be offering that as well. And that will be coming as a month-long consulting/course. We'll be having 1 to 2 online courses per week for the month, and a little bit of online one-on-one time. And that will be available the minute you hear this. If you'd like me to consult with you, or you would like to join in to the next month's consulting group, then you can contact me at the same way at America's Dental Hygienist on Facebook, or crosslinkpresent at AOL.com, and we'll get that all set up for you. I don't want to be in a position where I have to go through the finances of the business and all that, but we'll have to have some kind of a starting point in order to know if we're making any progress or not, and what your goals are for real. So that's a new offering for me as well this year. I'll be speaking across the country again this year, including Texas right now and Virginia. I'll be down in Florida again, in Wisconsin, Kansas, and Oregon and California. So you can track me down. You can keep track of me. And I'm also interested in meeting with you when I'm in those locations. So keep track of me pretty easily on these these podcasts, and you'll be able to find out where I'm at and if there are any openings in the meetup before my presentation or the day after my presentation. That's what's coming up in the year 2015 for CrossLink Radio. I'd also like to introduce you to my new assistant. Her name is Heather Moore. You may be hearing from her directly if you're corresponding with me for certain different projects. She is my new assistant, and I'm so excited, even though she used to work at Apple. I told her at the interview that may be a problem, but I'm maintaining my attitude about it. And the reason I have an attitude about Apple is because everybody who buys an Apple is told by somebody else that it's so much easier, and that la 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 easier, and more easier, and all the stuff easier, and then come to me for help and it's not easier. It's exactly the same level of easy as a PC. Exactly the same. It's the same level of intuition. It's the same level of everything. The big lie is that it's easier, and if you are new to computers, you are much better off getting a PC, because there are many, many more PCs and many, many more people who can help you with your computer issues. So there's my two cents with respect to with respect to Apple and PC. So there we go. I'm so happy to be back on the podcast with everybody and with you in person, personally, and keep up the good work, bringing me new information, sharing the podcast, and sharing your own personal ideas, comments. So take it easy. Take a minute and share, and we'll continue to bring you really good content that is share-worthy. Talk to you soon.